النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was one of the pure fountainheads of knowledge and wisdom. He was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself was the 10th divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. The ulama and the religious scholars and the fuqaha, the Islamic jurisprudence of the Shia, asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam about the different branches of knowledge while he was yet a very young child. And despite his young age, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered all of these great religious scholars and these great religious jurisprudents with the answers of an expert. It was these very answers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam which made the Shia scholars and Shia jurisprudents and the other leaders of the Shia to believe in the imama of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear listeners, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. In the last few sessions, we've been talking about this one conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with this individual by the name of Fattah bin Yazid al-Jirjani. And of course, this conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has is a long conversation, but the gist of it was that it is impossible to describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except via the descriptions that Allah has given of himself. But it's interesting that in this conversation where it is talking about the indescribability of Allah, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam also starts to speak about the indescribability of describing the essence of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And so this is very interesting and is quite profound and really amazing because Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam brings up verses of the Holy Quran in which you find that the obedience of the Messenger is connected to the obedience of Allah, and that the things being gifted to the righteous by the Messenger is actually gifts that are being gifted to the righteous by Allah. And so these things, very interesting, that show us the great status of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. But what's even more beautiful is that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam continues and he says, or how are those, the Ahlul Bayt, the infallible imams, able to be described in their essence, whom Allah the Sublime has compared their obedience with the obedience of His Messenger, and has described the essence of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in the Holy Quran in the following manner. O you who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority from among you. So, you know, just as a quick note here, this verse of the Holy Quran, you know, which talks about the Ulil Amr, this here, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, not only is talking about the indescribability of the Ahlul Bayt and the infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam, but here he is directly giving us the tafsir and the interpretation and the explanation and the exegesis of this verse, saying that Ulil Amr is not just, you know, any regular individual, but it is actually the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And then he continues with other verses of the Holy Quran, and Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam quotes them saying, and if they had referred it to the Messenger and to those in authority among them. And another verse of the Holy Quran, surely Allah commands you to make over trusts to their owners. These owners are referred to as the Ahlul Bayt. And finally, so ask the followers of the reminder if you do not know. And the followers here refers to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And then Imam al-Hadi alayhi as-salam says, Ya Fattah, as Allah, glory be to him, the Messenger, and the guardian Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the sons of Fatima, the infallible and immaculate divinely appointed imams, all cannot be described. So we realize that in the fullest and deepest sense of understanding and being able to describe the essence of Allah, the essence of the Messenger of Allah, the essence of Amirul Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the essence of the infallible and divinely appointed Imams, all of them in their fullest cannot be described. But then here's one last beautiful point for any of us out there. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says that neither can a believer, a mu'min, who believes, has iman, and submits to our matter be described. So even the believer if he has this full, powerful iman and he submits to the divinely appointed imams and their commands, and of course the commands of the Messenger of Allah, and of course the command of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that mu'min, that believer, also cannot be described in the fullest as regards to their essence. And so here we realize that why is it that the believer or the infallible imams or Imam Ali alayhi salam or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, why cannot they be described? Because they are intimately connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who himself can never be fully described. How profound is the essence of not only Allah, the Messenger of Allah, the Wali of Allah, and the Hujjajullah, all of them so deep and profound in their essence, but not only these, even a believer, a mu'min, his or her essence cannot be described because they are connected to the infinite, to the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.